Chapter 12. The Field Trip. Finally, the day of the field trip arrived. The students were very excited as they got on the bus that was going to take them to the field school. A lot of parents had come to say goodbye to their children. Paloma was sad, but not surprised that her father hadn't come. Only her mother was there, alone as usual. Paloma sat at the back of the bus between Steve and Gary. Susan, Karen and Alexa sat in front of them. They laughed and joked the entire journey, and Paloma couldn't stop laughing at the boys' comments. The boys were really funny, and she even understood most of their jokes in English now. She didn't see that a girl called Julia and one or two other girls were looking at her in a malicious way. When they arrived, they went to their rooms and organised their things. After dinner, there was a meeting to explain the programme for the next 3 days and the activities they could choose. Before the midnight hike the following evening, there would be a delicious meal in the big dining room, followed by the opportunity to get together and talk. The disco on the Sunday evening would begin immediately after dinner and would continue till late. After the meeting, the girls went back to their room and had fun dancing to the music they'd brought with them. Suddenly, Paloma began to feel sad and she became very quiet.
"You look worried, Paloma," Alexa said. "Is something wrong?"
"No, everything's okay," Paloma began, but suddenly she started to cry.
The girls looked at each other in surprise and Alexa put her arm around Paloma. When she had stopped crying, Paloma told them that she was worried about her parents. She had no idea what their problem was and didn't know how to help them. The girls tried to console her.
"Try to forget about it and enjoy the field trip," Susan said. "And remember, we'll help you as much as we can. That's what friends are for."
Paloma smiled at her friends. "Thanks, girls," she said. "I feel better now. I'm going to have a long shower and then I'm going to get some sleep. We've got a busy day tomorrow." The next day was full of activities and Paloma didn't have time to think about her problems. In the morning, they went sailing on the lake near the field school and everyone had a good time. In the afternoon, they went on a jeep trip and then had a choice of an hour's cycling or horse riding. Paloma chose the horse riding, although it wasn't easy. She was happy that she did it very well. At 12 a.m, they all went on the midnight hike, which continued till 2 a.m. Sometimes they had to climb small hills, and it was difficult because the paths weren't very good, and they couldn't see well in the dark, although they had torches with them. Once or twice Paloma nearly fell, but fortunately she was walking with Gary and Steve, who held her hand and made sure that she was okay. Paloma was secretly very happy that they were being so attentive to her, especially Gary, who she was beginning to like more and more. And it was quite good for her ego that a handsome, popular boy like Steve was also paying her so much attention. Sunday was another busy day, followed by the disco in the evening. Paloma danced a bit with Gary, but most of the time she danced with Steve. Paloma loved dancing and Steve was a fantastic dancer. The disco was great and everybody went to bed very late that night. In spite of her worries, Paloma enjoyed herself. When she came down for breakfast on Monday morning, Paloma was conscious of some tension in the air. She and Alexa got their food and went to sit at the table with Susan and Karen, but were surprised to see that Julia and some other girls were sitting there, so that there was no room for them. Julia didn't even say good morning to Paloma, and Susan and Karen looked very embarrassed. Paloma and Alexa walked to another table, and Paloma could feel the students' eyes on her. She couldn't understand what was wrong.
"What's happening, Alexa?" she asked.
But before Alexa could reply, Gary and Steve decided to change tables and sit with them. Paloma was happy to see that the boys weren't angry with her and laughed and joked with them until she saw that Alexa wasn't joining in. She looked round the dining room and was horrified to see the looks on the faces of some of the other students.
Gary saw Paloma's face. "Don't worry, Paloma, it's nothing," he said. "I'll explain to you later. Just try to smile." But it wasn't easy for Paloma to smile. She ate her breakfast in silence without paying attention to the food. "Why are they so angry with me?" she thought. "What did I do?"